I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The anti-Trump forces in the U.S. might be sorrowful about the people who have died from coronavirus during the pandemic, but they certainly enjoy this crisis as an opportunity to continue slamming Trump at every turn. The Las Vegas version of the old Berkeley Bar of the Las Vegas Sun, an insert into the main Southern Nevada Daily, never misses an opportunity to hammer Trump, even while complimenting someone else. And this is the reason why most people who subscribe to the Review Journal toss the Sun insert before they even begin to read the morning paper. If you're obligated to be reading and digesting all points of view, one must actually peruse the left-wing insert, and that's what it is, an insert, nothing more. In Sunday's editorial, the publisher directed strong praise to Governor Sisolak's actions. The specific title of the editorial was labeled, "Sisolak has earned Nevada's respect." Well, good enough. But how did the editorial begin? In his first few words, he attacks the president by name four times. An example of the second sentence, quote, "Governor Steve Sisolak, like every governor across America to whom Donald Trump has passed the buck, or the hot potato, if you will, has made a decision," end of quote. When Donald Trump suggested he was in charge and that ultimately he would be making the critical decisions, there is a cry from the Democrats and the left-wingers that the president doesn't have the last word when it comes to how states react to the crisis. So the president was going to take responsibility. It was not passing the buck. After the cries came out that the president could not make decisions about the specifics of states quarantining and reopening the states, the president acquiesced and said the federal government would guide the states, but it was ultimately up to the governors of the individual states as to how they were going to address those specifics. Great. So the president said it was ultimately up to the governors, so that was far from passing the buck. What anti-Trumpers don't mention are the kudos given to the Trump administration and the president in particular as to the quickness of the federal response to requests for ventilators, masks, and much more. The left-wing governor of California made comments to acknowledge the swiftness of Trump and his administration to requests he made for various things, and the moderators at CNN and MSNBC couldn't believe his words in support of Donald Trump. These networks spent every moment criticizing and vilifying Donald Trump and had shock on their faces when Governor Newsom made these comments. The same could be said about positive comments made from New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York's Governor Phil Murphy. All of them recounted appreciation for the attention that had been given to them. The attack on Trump's ego is apparent when people say things such as, "Trump hasn't missed an opportunity to tell America how great he is." Well, that is absolutely true of not only Donald Trump, but other presidents as well. In 2009, signs began to appear in Hawaii, identifying the rehabilitation of various properties as being the result of the Obama administration's efforts. Every president in our lifetime exuded some sense of ego. How could someone, anyone, ever run for the office of the most powerful person in the nation, if not the entire world, without a huge ego? Peter Sellers represented the counter to that in 1979's Being There. That was where a shy and reclusive person was elevated to the highest office out of sheer misunderstanding. In reality, all presidents have had an ego that helped elevate them to the presidency. Yes, this president has an ego, and yes, he has been effective in his response to this crisis. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.